Valley of the Shadow of Death. Jesus sensed the sadness that I carried in my heart over the full recognition of my parents and loved ones being in hell.
"My daughter,"
he said,
"I know how you feel about your loved ones that you saw in the pit. How I wish I did not have to show you these things, but I do not want any of my children to go to the place where your loved ones are. I'm showing these things to you so that whoever heeds my warnings will be saved."
The Lord then took my hand and we returned to the place where Abraham was. We changed our clothing again, and he took me to another high mountain from which I could look down into another endless valley where a multitude of people dressed in gray-colored robes were wandering about in an apparent mood of dejection. Their robes reminded me of the gowns worn by hospital patients. The people looked weak and lost, and their gray faces matched the color of the robes they were wearing. They stared at the ground in front of their feet as they walked around in circles, aimlessly and hopelessly. This place was mostly men with just a few women. "Who are these people, Lord?"
"They are the sinful Christians."
"What is going to happen to them?" I wondered aloud.
"Most of them will go to the lake of fire after the judgment."
I wondered why these people were here, and then I remembered that their valley leads to the burning pit. These so-called Christians, who don't really know the Lord, and who continually and willfully sin and don't repent before they die or before the rapture happens, will be eternally lost. Romans 1:29-32, Galatians 5:19-21, and Revelation 21:8, all are examples of how some Christians live. Someone once asked me how sinful Christians could enter heaven. We all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive what is due to us for the things done while on earth, whether good or bad. See 2 Corinthians 5:10.
"My daughter, this is why I keep telling you about the importance of obedience and purity,"
Jesus said. Then it occurred to me, each time we went to the beautiful places of the heavenly kingdom, we crossed the golden bridge from the white building where we usually change. When the Lord took me to see the dreadful places, however, we would go on different roads that were outside the gate of the heavenly kingdom.